brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Grace of God, it is Friday, February 10th, 2012, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Bob is not going to be with us today. He'll be back with us next Friday, but we do have Lyndon LaRouche joining us to give us his breakdown on the continuing financial implosion with the world economy by design and what's happening, of course, with the war drums beating louder and louder in the Middle East and Central Asia. There is open talk now of basically having a war with Pakistan and expanding drone attacks inside that country. The Washington Times and others are reporting. There's open talk, as you know, and troops and hardware, ships, aircraft massing around Iran. Proxy wars using known al-Qaeda groups are launching attacks in Syria. They've taken over Libya, and they're now launching attacks inside Iran, and it's in Associated Press, NBC, Washington Post. They're going, Israel is running al-Qaeda groups in Iran. Israel is running al-Qaeda groups in Syria, and they're admitting it's al-Qaeda. But something strange is happening. You never hear the United States or NATO are involved, or England. They're all involved. So you're seeing this stand-back position in rhetoric from the United States, from England, from NATO, from France, and from some of the other Arab states who've all got commandos and assets involved on record, to just say Israel's doing it. And that's part of a wider double game. But it is certainly bizarre that the globalists are this reckless, but they don't think like we do. And they know that because they're in control of the governments, no matter how big the crisis gets, they believe they can continue to pose as the saviors and manipulate the public through the controlled media to give them more power, to give up more of our liberties as these crises deepen. It's like the six global megabanks openly setting up the derivatives fraud, putting their people in government over the last few decades, buying up most of our society, our infrastructure, from media to military, from energy to raw materials and farming, as the Ponzi scheme expanded. And now as it implodes, holding everyone hostage, saying, give us unlimited funds or everything will melt down. And then the very groups that engineered the fraud, the authors of our pain, the authors of our current predicament, our dire straits, pose as our saviors, and the talking head teleprompter reader, Painted Tarts and others, sit up there on television and go along with the absurdity that is our modern culture. Now, I'm going to go to break, and again, we do have Lyndon LaRouche joining us. I'm going to have Derek Brose popping in, who's within the Fed in Houston. I've met him, and they were just having a little event, First Amendment event. The police showed up and started cocking shotguns on them and stuff, and it fits into all this other crazy video, and the cops say, hey, we've got freedom, Constitution, and they said, your freedom ends now, and are like, cock the shotgun and get off on it, just because people are yelling at them and saying, we have freedom. Let me tell you, folks, this is the kind of thing that's going to lead to civil war. All it's going to take is an event like this with the police attacking some type of patriot or liberty event. It's not going to be like Waco next time when you guys are burning down a church with some kids in it. You need to understand, I'm trying to really defuse the situation here. The American people are not cowards. They've had incredible restraint. You got a tiger by the tail. You know it in your gut. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Open phones throughout the broadcast today. We'll have open phones in the third hour with Lyndon LaRouche. Love him, hate him, he's got amazing contacts inside government and intelligence agencies around the world. Former CIA director under Reagan said that, and it's certainly true today as it was then, and he has predicted much of what's happening in our society. Doesn't mean I agree with all of his solutions. A little bit of a centralized government centered system, but I do agree with his overall analysis of the problem. So Lyndon LaRouche will be joining us coming up to talk about the world crisis that's deepening in the third hour today. Now, I do want to take a lot of calls today, and so I'm going to give the number out now, and you're welcome to call in about any subject you wish. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, if you go to InfoWars.com, there's an article that I'm going to read much of in the second hour today, but I want to direct your attention to it right now. The state has declared war on the American people is the headline. It says U.S. citizens are now the primary target of the war on terror, by Paul Joseph Watson, and I also contributed to the report. With the announcement that 30,000 drones are expected to fill American skies, the U.S. government has officially declared war on the American people, turning to technology normally used to hunt down insurgents abroad as the whole arsenal on the war on terror is refocused domestically. And it was always designed for that. And we have the FBI training manuals. We have the New York Times reporting on Boy Scouts training to spy on their parents. I mean, this is you know, how to be honorable now. Telescreens going up saying, trust no one but Big Brother. TSA setting up checkpoints on highways. It's all happening. And this report goes over that fact. And this is the most important thing I can say, because it's on record and it's a fact. Globalist outside special interest have come in just like a foreign government and paid off politicians, paid off bureaucrats, put their people into power, run their politicians, and have taken over almost the entire country. Now they're demonizing anybody in government or anybody in law enforcement or the military who is aware of basic facts and not some mindless American Idol viewer or sports fan who only cares about sports. And we bash sports a lot here, not because sports are bad, but because we notice that most people who are totally uninformed and don't care about liberty and support tyranny will tell you, I'm a sports fan, I don't care about politics. This isn't politics. This is your life. This is the world. This is having a population worldwide that isn't engaged and isn't informed, being dominated and usurped by special interest. Guys, I know you printed it for me yesterday. I never got to it. Will you re-pull me that Cicero quote? I want to read that today because it is so central. It's the Cicero quote on the traitor is the plague. So good. That was last night's nightly news quote as well. Sure, put a full screen up, and I will read it to the radio listeners, and obviously PrisonPlanet.tv viewers can read it for themselves on the screen. But we are at the big crossroads. In fact, we're leaving the crossroads soon. The future of our society is being decided right now. And the system knows you're waking up. They know the people are getting upset. And that's why they're dispensing with any pretense of freedom. And going, yeah, we're going to start censoring the web. Yeah, the troops are on the streets for the American people. Yeah, we'll arrest you if we want. The Washington Post has an article about a CIA torture base in North Carolina with the double barbed wire and the torture base and the aircraft and the fact that U.S. citizens are picked up and taken to it. There's your FEMA camp right there. Washington Post. See? But it still doesn't exist, and I'm bad to talk about it because I say it's wrong. Just like, no exaggeration, if you type into a search engine like Google and click news and type in world government in the news section, every day there's around, some days there's thousands, but most days there's 100 or more mainstream articles calling for global government and global taxes. And there's also articles side by side with the word global government attacking yours truly, saying I'm insane. And you know what? I guess I am insane because I get angry about my liberty being destroyed, about dungeons being set up, about open criminality, the police being trained to trample my rights. I know danger when I see it. I just got chills. Just got chills again. You get chills when you're at the edge of a cliff. You get chills when you see a car run a red light and hit somebody in front of you. I've seen that. You get chills when you're seeing something super dangerous. You ever been out in the woods, walking by yourself back towards the farm? You walked a little too far. The moon's coming up. It's gotten dark. You're a mile away from home. You're a mile away from grandma's house. And you hear 20, 30 coyotes howling and barking and getting all fired up for the night's hunt. And even though you've got a 308 bolt action Remington 700, you still are scared. Those old instincts. You're not even scared. You're awake. You feel that tingle. where you're walking through the woods in the early morning and a mountain lion about 60 yards away just runs like a ghost in between some brush, and you see that big old mountain lion. And do you even tell the deer hunters when you get back later that you saw it, or will you sound like somebody telling fish stories because you only saw it for 2 seconds? Saw it look at you by the time your eyes focused. That mountain lion was looking right at you. You see, that's why you get those chills. It's called basic instinct. Got CBS News. And I had a feeling when I saw this last night at drudgereport.com, I had a feeling that when I saw this, that if I typed in police war room, that I would see it all over the country because they always announce it at once. And there were a whole bunch of articles around the country where the police are now watching the cameras, face scanning, license plate reading in a war. They're now warriors fighting crime. No, you're not. You're warriors collecting revenue to give it to the city that gives it to the city manager, who's an operative of the mega banks, who takes the money into investments, steals all of it, and you'll never get your pension fund. And I've got articles from all over the world, including the U.S., where the police are being told you're not going to be getting your pension fund or you're going to get a tiny bit of it. You're being robbed even by the masters that use you to enforce this crime syndicate. And because you're under groupthink, most of you are going to go along with it. I saw an article out of Europe where, Belgium, where the firefighters are battling police because they're basically being told that they're going to have 90% of their pensions taken for austerity, because everything must go in the banker bailout to the bankers that created the derivatives and got government to sign on to it. But instead of them going to jail and losing their, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 20, 30, 40 billion apiece that these criminal bankers have of stolen money, no, you're not going to get your pension fund. And there's the cops billy clubbing the firefighters, and the cops are going to lose their money too. But the firefighters are heroes. They actually go out and do risk their lives and are public servants like police used to be, not just revenue-generating tax collectors and wannabe tough guys. Yeah, Brussels brought to standstill as protesting firefighters turned their hoses on cops. Yeah, they were protesting last week. Some cops billy clubbed them. So the firefighters came back with fire engines and blasted them with their water cannons. Now, what are the cops going to do? Shoot them? You idiot police are going to lose your pension too, you morons. Oh, but it has to happen because government's too big. I don't even like big government because always whatever you invest in the pension gets stolen, like Social Security, any of it. The bankers aren't going to let you have that. Those of you that have been on Social Security think it's such a great deal. If you put it in a guaranteed investment of 3.5% a year, you would have gotten more than double on average what you get out of Social Security. But you think you're getting a good deal. So the point is, though, that now the money's been stolen, and now that you put it in there, the point is you shouldn't lose your entire way of life and the economy all to bail out the bankers. You know, now they're calling people's pensions that they've paid into entitlements and welfare. That's a new thing I'm hearing. And, of course, I've got to pay more taxes. I got to pay my fair share, always more, 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 as if I haven't paid enough. There's never enough for the bankers. They want to destroy the economy. They know overtaxation destroys economies. They know what they're doing. But here it is, LAPD watching everyone in a war room against the population. And here's the Washington Post. 10 years later, CIA rendition program still divides North Carolina town. Oh, there's some people that don't like the secret prison and whoever's taken there in black trucks and flown out. I mean, right here is a black op, black site, ghost site, death camp. Of course, they fly mainly to Romania out of there, it's come out, where there's an underground base at a horse track. And that's where they torture everybody. And then the article says there's these bad Americans that go out and protest it. I mean, because, you know, there's no camps. There's just that thing with a prison and barbed wire and aircraft. I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame.
You know, I was thinking to myself, how have we gotten to this point where on the news they're saying the Pentagon will arrest you secretly and kill you if they want, or torture you? We have torture sites everywhere. We have emergency centers. We're training the military for civil unrest. We're setting up threat fusion centers. The local police are spying on you. We've got telescreens saying, don't trust your neighbors. TSA at the Super Bowl and local sports events grabbing your private parts. But there's no truth to a police state or a plan to put Americans in FEMA camps. But there are secret sites where we grab people and hold them in the U.S. and put them on aircraft and fly them out of the country. And then aircraft out of this very base crash in Mexico full of pure cocaine and diplomatic immunity. I mean, that's who the government is at the top. And you've got all these naive, sheep-like feds. You know, the FBI has been here before with a subpoena dealing with somebody moronically on the comment section threatening to kill police and giving out their names and home phone numbers. Not very smart. But when they got here, they wouldn't tell me why they were here. They just had a subpoena for us, some IP addresses. And so, but the cops were asking me, oh, what's the, or there was an Austin cop with them as well. What's the Obama poster on the wall? And I go, you know who I am. They're like, yeah, we know who you are. Well, I'm a talk show host. That's a film. They're like, oh. I'm like, oh, you're trying to imply I'm doing something wrong. So I just bowed up to them and I said, you know, the government's on record shipping drugs in congressional hearings. And the FBI people are like, no, we're not. I'm like, I don't like that the FBI has been calling here asking my office people in the last few days about the Obama deception. And it just went on from there. And I'm sitting there talking to them, and I'm going over all of the admitted crimes that are going on. Yeah, that's some new aircraft that crashed with cocaine, guys, that you put on screen. The CIA aircraft I'm talking about was 2008. It was 4 tons of it in Mexico. But I guess that's some new aircraft. But the point is, the reason it matters is if we show some other aircraft that's crashed with cocaine, people go look that up. And then if it's not the CIA aircraft, they'll think we were showing that and that it wasn't the one I was talking about. And then they'll say that I was trying to give them disinfo. There it is. Daily Kos, CIA torture jet wrecks with 4 tons of cocaine, 2007. And then there was a Reuters report on it as well. That's where that comes from. Okay, thank you. Good job. Now, continuing here, I start lecturing them. And the guy's like, I'm getting tired of this. And it just goes on until I basically, after about 30 minutes, henpeck them out of the office and follow them out to their car. I mean, I've not done anything wrong. Don't come around here acting like you're high and mighty. You work for a government that kidnaps little kids and blows their heads off in snuff films on record, that kidnaps women and children by the hundreds of thousands. Oh, you don't believe me? UN report more than 1 million women and children trafficked out of Europe alone from 2001 to 2007. This is huge industrial operation. You work for a government that brings in almost all the narcotics and orders the troops to grow the opium. So don't come around here high and mighty. Just because you're a Nazi soldier for Hitler in 1938 and you haven't done anything wrong, and you just wear your uniform and go around, you know, inspecting people or whatever, and you're like, I don't want to hear about Hitler being bad. Doesn't matter. You still work for Hitler. You still work for Stalin, for Mao, for Julius Caesar, for Pol Pot. You still work for crooks. You're illegitimate, and I don't recognize you, period. You're all over TV with senators, traitorous globalists, saying, we'll arrest citizens, we'll kill U.S. citizens, we'll do whatever we want. That's why a cop pulls me over. I know I'm not speeding. I'm like, why have I been pulled over? Well, we're going to check your window tint and what's in the vehicle. I'm like, okay, so this is some kind of fishing expedition. Oh, you got any drugs or alcohol? What's in that? Okay, you just did it. Now you're getting preached at. What's in your car? What are you doing? Statistically, you're probably more criminal than I am, than the average person. I'm done. I'm not on some guilt trip. I'm not bowing down and licking your boots anymore. You got it? I'm done. And people that work for the system better stop being in denial. I am sick and tired of FBI agents, Secret Service people, they've been here a couple times, trying to, number one, act tough and intimidate me. It makes me want to throw up. They're little boys in dress-up. Hey, Secret Service, you like drinking the tap water? They put a couple hundred poisons in there, buddy. You like your mommy and daddy, how they died of cancer? How about you dying early? You like the globalists killing you?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sets me free. Welcome back. Well, the sun sets me free. I don't serve the New World Order. Let me just read a few of these headlines, and we've got a guest popping in for about 10 minutes. Then I'm going to your calls for the rest of the hour, the entire second hour, and much of the third hour. Lynn LaRouche coming up today. But here it is. 10 years later, CIA rendition. That's a kidnapping and torture center program still divides North Carolina town. And it describes the hangars and the prison base and the barbed wire and the people being driven in and the planes landing and taking off. But there's no camps. No, there's just Rex 84, the civilian inmate labor camp program, camps we've identified, camps I've been to, newscasts where they put protesters in, the FEMA center. I mean, I played four clips of newscasts talking about people put in FEMA camps at protest. I've had one of my reporters taken to a military base. People are being taken off trucks with bags on their heads. Their crime? Filming police at the G20 a day after it was over, marching onto the university park at 8 o'clock at night with people out there eating hamburgers at the park and saying, get out of here. And everybody's like, but it's the university. And they attack everyone. I mean, it's so shameful to watch this type of stuff. And then I remember seeing this footage a while back, and the police defended it, but it turned out the man was in a coma, a diabetic coma. He's not resisting, and they're kicking him in the head, full power, saying, stop resisting, and the guy's in a coma. That happens all the time to retarded children, autistic people. And then they went ahead and charged him with assaulting them, but then their own dash cams came out. And so now the city's had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. He was in diabetic shock. But good for Nevada actually paying. In fact, later I'll show you some of that footage for a radio listener. Just go online. But in a lot of cases, I've seen cases now in New York and Illinois on the news where cops will be at a bar and just beat up the bartender or beat up somebody else, sometimes in uniform, or cold cock a woman for no reason. And then they go, we're no billing it. You're just allowed to. Well, look, when there's no justice in the courts, there's going to start being justice on the street. And it's just incredible. Oh, all the different videos of them cold cocking women and beating people up in bars and being allowed to? I mean, all this is thugs who were cowards and who were out of control and who were tough guys. You know, if you want to beat somebody up, go join Golden Gloves. Or go, if you're young, or go join a boxing club. Or go join a jiu-jitsu club or a Krav Maga club. I mean, believe me, there's a lot of people in there who want to fight with you. Oh, but it's not some motorist you get to beat up and taser for no reason or some old woman. It's actually guys that like to fight men. Yeah, and don't play the audio, though, because it's just so much profanity. But the guy is in a diabetic shock. And, again, there's earlier video, too, of when he's in the car and they're kicking him through the window. The cop is like karate kicking him through the window in the head. I mean, what is the point of that? Well, they want to beat somebody up. Oh, six guys on a guy in a coma? And going into diabetic shock, who went into a coma? I mean, I've seen this footage of like autistic kids. You've all seen on the news where the person's obviously autistic, obviously has brain damage, obviously has a problem. And the cops walk up and say, give me your ID. And the person's like, ooh. And they're like, I told you, give it to me. I mean, anybody can look and see this person has just got out of the state hospital. Anybody can look and tell this person's had a lobotomy. Anybody can look and see this person's been run over by a truck. I mean, you see it all the time. Brain damaged people, old people. There's been a couple of cases in Austin where they shoot mentally retarded people in East Austin. I mean, you got some, you know, 300-pound guy with Down syndrome screaming, I want to go to my mommy, so you shoot them. I mean, let the poor, mentally retarded person run home to their mommy. Oh, you're going to show them, though. They didn't listen to you, so you're going to put a bullet in their back. Or I saw one video where the mentally retarded black guy was waving a little stick around. Oh, yeah, let's not let the mentally retarded guy cool himself down and go on about his business. Let's just go ahead and kill him. You know, you're 20 feet away. He's got a little twig in his hand. You're a real man. You just shot a retarded person. Look, you don't need cowards on police forces. People that are so scared that they're going to use deadly force. Listen, I see cases all the time where somebody comes at a cop with a knife and they shoot him. Great, kill him. Somebody comes at you with a gun. Kill him. Blow him away. Somebody does it to me, I'm going to kill him. Defend yourself. There's a real issue. But I've seen cases where they shoot a 11-year-old because they had a shard of glass in their hand and the cop's 10 feet away. And so you shoot the 11-year-old. I mean, or I see cases where they break a girl's arm because she didn't pick the crumbs up off the ground fast enough. And you look at these people, they're always big, pot-bellied bullies. And again, I've run into a lot of police. I've got family that are police. They're nice. They're into farming, ranching, hunting, and they're tough guys, and they're not looking for trouble. But more and more, they're hiring these cowards. I'll say it right now, and I know that's not it's a stereotype, but what is it with women police? Some women police are great, but the few problems I've had with police is it's women because they've got something to prove. They're scared. They're going to show you. They're going to show you they're the boss, and they're looking to get in somebody's face, and they're looking for trouble. All right, I'm already ranting here. Just during the last few breaks, I was watching the latest police brutality videos, and look, They're so amped up. Yeah, there it is. Family furious after Calumet City police shoot kill boy with autism. How old is that little kid? I see this all the time. I see this all the time. And it's scary. I mean, it's scary. All right, that's enough. We're going to go to our guest, then we'll go to John, Jackie, John, Linda. It's the day of the Johns. We're going to get to all of you. That's all coming up. The Russians have drilled into Lake Vostok, the oldest lake in the world, 20 million years old under the Antarctic ice sheet. Think they're going to find new life forms. This is like going to another planet. This is cool. So we're going to be going over that. I've got new news on Janet Napolitano and what she's up to. I've got spying on farms with satellite and drones. Oh, yes. How did we know the drones would be used to spy on your farm? Make sure you don't build that barn under the new sustainability rules that aren't even really laws. Oh, because the drones. And by the way, they're just announcing this now. I saw articles a decade ago. I don't know, 2002 or so. Yeah, a decade ago. Where they've got drones over farms in Australia, England, the United States, Canada, you name it, and NSA satellites. And Department of Defense satellites, of course they're watching us. And there was a big furor in Congress. These drones and these satellites are for defense only outside the United States. But now we have NORTHCOM. And so you pay your tax money to have the drones watching you on your farm. What did I tell you a month ago in North Dakota where they had the farmers being watched by the Air Force with the Predator drone? I told you, folks, you're the enemy. What did Lou Rockwell say yesterday? Anybody, family, religion, any group you owe your allegiance to that isn't the disgusting New World Order, godforsaken government, anybody you owe allegiance to is the enemy. That's why the Hollywood and the culture attacks the family, attacks men and women. Men bash women, women bash men. I was just doing it because of the stereotypes, but again, people play into these stereotypes, so there's truth to it. When a man isn't the species, a woman isn't the species, a man and woman joining are the species. And you know, I don't like Santorum. He does what he does for rhetoric. But when he gets up there and says, you know, the family is sacred and important and you know, marriage is an important institution. And I saw the media, the Washington Post, you know, calling him a marriager, like it's a birther or a truther. Oh, he's into that marriage. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, that's what humanity is. And those of you that don't want to get married, great. Just don't attack us. But the system makes it fashionable. They say it's fashionable to get rid of the Bill of Rights. Time Magazine, Newsweek, New York Times, CNN. It's fashionable. Let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of it. They openly say that now. And I hear trendies now going, oh, that's old. We're doing what's trendy. So I talk about trendiness. If they said it was trendy to jump off cliffs, people would do it. I'm telling you, if Madonna or somebody said jump off cliffs, her idiot fans, some of them would do it to be trendy. What is trendiness? We've got new styles out this year. That's to make you buy a whole new wardrobe. And then have people laugh at you if you're wearing the old style. Wear what you want. You want tattoos all over you? Do it. You want to wear a cowboy hat or a fedora? Do it. You want to just wear what's simple and easy, black t-shirt? Do it. I don't care how you look or what you do. It's the content of your mind. But this idea of doing whatever's trendy. I see these magazines around Austin. It says, you don't want to be trendy. You want to do what's trending. And I see these people who aren't even real people. They're just into what they supposedly, what outfit they put on. Whatever the system tells them to be. Now, I want to go to this footage. It's all over the Houston Chronicle. It's all over local radio. I saw the FBI in the newspaper saying the police did a great job. Local group. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can see the full write-up. Is basically demonizing the group and talking about how bad they are. It's Houston Free Thinkers. They also are involved in the Fed. And they were just having an event on private property. And the HPD is now investigating clash between officers and partygoers at Houston Free Thinkers event. And so the police show up and start grabbing people. And it's just watching this video of the police strutting around and then cocking his shotgun. And I like the fact that it doesn't intimidate people when he cocks his shotgun on them. They start howling at what cowards they are. And see, that's the thing. Americans, by and large, are not really scared of the system. They're just lazy. But this type of stuff from the police, especially at First Amendment events, this is the type of stuff that could spark off something really bad. Let's go ahead and go to that video and audio. Here it is.
They believe in oppression and authority. They don't believe in freedom.
They don't.
Your freedom,
Charles.
Oh, boy. Right. Hey, 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 hey.
All right, let's go to Derek Brose joining us via video, Skype for this little segment, the next, and I promise I'm going to your calls for the entire next hour. I interspersed a lot of key news I haven't gotten to yet. But, I mean, Derek, you know, this compared to cops stomping autistic kids' heads for no reason and obviously getting off on it or beating a homeless man to death and then lying about it, and those cops have been charged. This is people getting out of control. And I understand you can get it out of control in emotional situations. So I'm not even trying to particularly judge them generally. But the fact that cocking the shotgun and waving guns around at people is being defended in the local media just shows that the establishment media is going to defend this stuff. Exactly what happened?
Okay. Hey, Alex, how you doing? We were having an event here in Houston, the Houston Freethinkers. We do events every 3 weeks. We raise money for local charities, and this one was just a big free party, kind of thanking the community to help us. We're having a lot of success out here, as you know. And so we had 20 bands. We had a bunch of, drinks and free food provided by Food Not Bombs Houston. The police showed up around 10:15. I was notified. I went around the backside to try to talk to them. And about 10 officers showed up for a noise complaint, supposedly. And I tried to work with them, myself and the owner of the venue, the compound, which is actually private property that he lives on and owns. We were telling them we would shut down the back outside stage, and they didn't want to work with us at all. So we kind of went back and forth for about 5 to 10 minutes. And then I saw the cops starting to walk around the private property, and I asked if they had a warrant. And about that time, one of the other officers asked me if I had an ID on me. And it's just sort of me exercising my rights, but I don't carry an ID on me. I'm not operating a motor vehicle. But I told them my birth date, my full name, and I made sure they heard me say I'm not failing to identify myself. And one of the officers asked me to come out to his car, and I asked him if I was being detained. He said I was not, so I told him that I would stay where I was at. And at that point, he grabbed me by the arm and tried to pull me, and I sort of stepped back and told him that, you know, while I respect that you know, you're an officer of the law, you're a human being just like me.
And you've got to follow the law, and here's the deal. Now they take people to rendition sites. So in the future, it's going to get to the point when there's no real law and order in government that you don't have a choice. You can't go with them because you could disappear.
Definitely, and that's kind of what we were trying to avoid. I mean, we have the NDA that's passed recently. We've done a lot of action on it. We're very well known by HPD, so I don't want to be going with them anywhere if I'm not being investigated. And at that point, he grabbed me, both my arms, and started pulling me, and I turned to the crowd that was there and told them, I'm being illegally detained, and everybody pulled out their cameras and their cell phones, and they took me out to the street and kind of threw me on the back of the hood of the car. And that's where one of the videos that you can see where Micah Jackson, the other person that was involved in this, he started filming me. We did a quick little interview while I was on the backside of the cop car, and that's in our article on HoustonFreethinkers.com. And after that, everybody started coming to the streets, and people were obviously very upset. They know us through the group, and they know us from putting these events on. And I was being taken away, basically kidnapped off private property into the public street. I wasn't told what was going on. And then I guess when the cops realized the situation was escalating, they quickly shoved me in the back of the cop car. And I was stuck back there. I was never told, you know, what was going on or what I was being charged with. And while I was in the car, the officer that put me in there, he was trying to get the district attorney to accept felony inciting the riot charges on me. But she wouldn't go for it. So I was
just... So just because you politely up front said, I don't have my ID on me. You have a Fifth Amendment, by the way. You don't have to. That failure to ID stuff's all been thrown out of court, but they don't care. They still think it's their right to do it. You're there. They've come to you. This is all happening, and now he's trying to get you for inciting a riot, wanting to show you by putting you in jail. And we've got 6 million people in prison, and so we are now the new prison economy. Now, when did it get to the point of pulling the shotgun out and, you know, waving guns around at people?
So I'm in the back of the cop car while the cop is sitting there describing to the DA that there's a couple hundred people, we're all drunk, and this and that, trying to make us sound like a mad mob. Micah Jackson, a good friend of mine, is outside of the car. And, you know, rightfully so, people were very upset. So they were expressing their First Amendment. And a lot of people think that that gives the cop justification for what followed. But Micah was out there telling them, this is what a police state looks like. They don't care about authority or about you. They care about authority. And at that point, one of the officers, which you can see in the video, walks up behind with Micah with his back towards the officer. He grabs him from behind, swings him around. And then some other officers join in, and they slam him on the back of the cop car. Where they slammed him was exactly where I was sitting. So I saw him face plant onto the window right there.
Now, let's be clear. Because of his speech, they assaulted him. These guys would be at home in North Korea. And then they pull out the shotguns and stuff to let you know, hey. And there's also, you can hear in the video, they say, your freedom ends tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, they want to live in a country that doesn't have any liberty. They think that's going to be a great place because they can waddle around with shaved heads and giant pot bellies.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you leave me, you know, nobody that I know would want the job police have, going to domestic disturbances, going to houses where there's dead people or, you know, little kids that have been hurt. Or having to go out to drunk parties. Look, I don't want the job. So you got to ask yourself, well, then who's going to do it? You know, my whole point is I see now parties at places in downtown Austin and people noise complain and the police come. Why'd you buy an apartment right above where a bar has been for 60 years? But the point is, this is a big facility. They've had parties there. They had a bunch of bands there, hundreds of people. Here come the cops. And our guest, Derek Brose, was being nice, saying, look, you know, I told you who I am. I'm just trying to talk to you about working with you. And then things escalate. And then they start grabbing people and slamming them into things for saying this is what a police state looks like. Well, that is what a police state looks like. When you see this big, bald, obese cop come stomping over and grabbing him and then slamming him into the car, assaulting him like we're scum because someone dared talk back to you. And then that's when things escalate. That's what's going to cause the riot, is the cops escalating the situation because you're on such power trips and you can't talk to lowly scum citizens who are just here to pay your paycheck. Now, finishing up, Derek, we've gotten to the point of the shotgun. There's a lot of videos online of this. Tell us what happened then and then where it went from that point.
All right. So I'm in the back of the cop car. Like I said, they started grabbing Micah. They slammed him on the back of the car. And the same cop, and as you can see in the video, the same cop that grabbed him initially is also the same cop that turned around and pulled up a shotgun. He pulls out the shotgun, cocks it in the air, and you can hear him yell to everybody, get back now. And I'm in the back of the cop car. I kind of lost it there. I started yelling at the cop, telling them, you know, you're accusing us of starting a riot. At every step of this process, they escalated the situation by grabbing me and taking me out into the street, by grabbing Micah, handcuffing him without a reason, telling him they were going to charge him with inciting a riot also. And then they told him they were going to charge him with resisting arrest. And, you know, he was never even resisting. He wasn't even part of it. And then pulling out the shotgun, every step of the way, they made things worse. And like you said, you can hear the cop tell Micah, your freedom ends tonight. So after that, I was arrested. Finally, when I made it to the police station, they told me that I would be charged with a Class D misdemeanor, failure to obey a lawful order from a police officer. But I was never told what that lawful order was. And so I just pled guilty to get out. I sat 15 hours and got out. And since then, we started collecting videos and we sent out our press release a couple days ago. And all the local media came and interviewed us. We were interviewed by every station here and most of the media outlets. A couple of them have kind of course, said that a local group of conspiracy theorists were attempting to fight with the police or clash with the police. And some people are saying that we even called the cops on ourselves to create this event. So they're doing their best to malign us and make our group sound crazy. But
well, they do that now. They're like, they want to get rid of the Federal Reserve. They're conspiracy theorists. Now, having a political view outside the establishment brainwashing is a conspiracy theory. I've seen it in the news where being groped, if you don't like being groped, you're a conspiracy theorist. So now, having an opinion, you're not allowed to have it. I mean, it's just total mind control. And yes, I did see that in the newspaper. And they're like, well, the conspiracy theorists, you know, they deserve it. Good job. In fact, I saw some comments in one publication. People are like, use a shotgun on that scum. They don't believe what they're told by the government. I mean, wow, folks, look what doing what the government has said has done to us. It's wrecked the country, and it's only going to get worse. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say that I actually just came back from meeting with HPD Internal Affairs this morning. Before we even actually put out the videos and sent the press release, the morning we were going to do that, I was contacted by local media, and apparently somebody sent the video into HPD. So now they're being forced to make a statement on it, and apparently the HPD chief is investigating it.
All right, well, we'll watch it as it unfolds. Terrible. Americans meeting together.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.